Objective. Healthcare providers are expected to deliver quality patient care cost effectively, especially in developing countries. Medical devices labeled single use only should ideally not be reused, but can be considered for reuse owing to their higher cost. Stringently regulated reprocessing of single use devices provides an opportunity to do so, along with the potential to have favorable impact on environmental waste. The aim of the study is to assess the acceptance of doctors towards the practice of reusing cardiac catheters in coronary angioplasty. Materials and methods. An open-ended self-designed questionnaire was prepared and was standardized by a panel of cardiologists to assess doctors' acceptance towards reusing cardiac disposables in coronary angioplasty. The cardiologists were interviewed individually and the responses were analyzed. Results. The cardiologists were aware that the angioplasty disposables were being reused. The majority were satisfied with the sterilization of disposables and were of the opinion that it was safe for the patients. Cardiac catheters were reused 5 to 6 times, while the balloon was reused 3 to 4 times. An increase in procedure time of 10 to 15 minutes was observed in 30% of patients. There was an increase in the contrast volume of about 40 to 50 ml with reused cardiac catheters and balloons, which was observed in 15% of the patients. Defect in physical integrity of the catheter, that is, tip abrasion or microfracture, was observed in 1% of the patients. Deflation dysfunction of balloon during the procedure was observed in 2% of the patients, while breakage of the balloon from the shaft and entanglement of balloon was observed in 1% of the patients. Balloon rupture during the angioplasty procedure was observed in 8% of the patients. Around 1.5% of the patients undergoing angioplasty with reused disposables presented with infection. Thrombosis was observed in 3% of the patients with reused disposables, and it was the most common adverse event following angioplasty. There were cases where the patients were sent for emergency surgery due to balloon entanglement, and about 0.1% of the patients were found to have such a complication. Conclusion: cardiac disposables can be safely reused by healthcare professionals, especially in developing nations, owing to their budget constraint, provided it is reused no more than 3 to 5 times and efficient methods of sterilization are observed.